Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Hello, I'm Kim Wilson. I've created this space with the purpose of developing an experience where my fellow human being can feel loved and find information to thrive inside of relationships. It's better to thrive inside of a relationship than to just survive. Today we're talking about not feeling good enough. I love talking about this topic because I find that not feeling good enough gets in the way of us having amazing relationships with ourselves and others. The feeling shows up in more ways than we realize. Once we understand this, we are immediately exposed to the power of confidence. Feeling good enough is connected to confidence. Confidence sends the message of, I can and I will. Let's unpack a few examples of how not feeling good enough can show up. And I certainly want to be the first to say, I know what it feels like not to feel good enough. Some of you may have heard me tell my story about being in middle school and this little boy telling me that I'm fat. And because of that, I would wait to take my tray up in the lunchroom because I thought everybody was watching me and staring at me. I even moved my seat from the front of the class to the back of the class because in my mind, I didn't want anybody to see what I thought that little boy saw. And what that boiled down to is me not feeling good enough. And that feeling chipped away at my confidence. But boy, when I got it back, you could not tell me anything. Look, I stand as a full-frame voluptuous woman. And in my mind, when I walk through the door, I am a brick house. Honey, I am a brick house coming through. Make way. So the first thing is rejection. I think rejection can serve as a barrier to us not feeling good enough. One of my favorite songs is by Marvin Gaye, and it's called I Want You. And there's a title, there's a line in that song that reads, one-way love is a fantasy. When it's shared, it's precious, pure, and fair. Well, one-way love is a fantasy in my mind because if you love somebody and they do not love you back, that doesn't feel good. I love it when I love somebody and not only do they tell me they love me back, they show me. And it certainly feels precious, pure, and fair to know that somebody wants you the way that you want them. Rejection can come through many ways. Say you had your mind or your eye set on a job. You felt like the position was yours. You have experience in the bag and you feel polished and skilled enough to have that position, but you're passed over. Somebody is selected and you are not selected. Well, that can feel like rejection because it sends a message. They wanted them and not me. And then what happens after that, we start asking the question, well, what was not good enough about me? And many times it's not about that. It's not about what was not good enough about you. I personally believe that what is for you will be for you. And sometimes what you think you want is not always what you need. Our job is to keep moving, keep searching, until we find what we are supposed to have. And the only way we can get stuck is if we stop moving. We don't want to get stuck in that feeling of not being good enough, which is why it's so important that we move. Because sometimes we can see when something doesn't work out, we label it as a failure. And as far as I know and what I've learned, that all successful people, for the most part, they experienced a failure. And it's those failures that give you information about what you need to tweak, what you need to adjust, what you do really well, what you can improve on. And the only thing it does, it gives you information. And I've heard somebody say before, with great information, we can make some great decisions. And the way we can feel rejected is, you know, say you applied for a loan and you did not get it. And that can send another message to you as well. Well, again, that only means that we are supposed to keep moving. We are supposed to keep, you know, striving for the best and being our best. Because rejection can send the message, I don't want you. You're not good enough. And we have to change that language in our brain to say that rejection is part of my protection. That rejection gives me information, and that rejection is for me because I am good enough. I was born amazing. So the other thing that leads us to feeling like we're not good enough is criticism. Yes, criticism can make us feel ashamed or embarrassed. And if you think about if you've lived with criticism as a child, it can really send some damaging messages. But once we understand that, that gives us the power to move past that. I was at a cookout a few years ago, and there was a father there. He was there with his two sons, and the older son was setting up a remote control car for the younger son. And it had batteries that went inside the car or somewhere like that. And the son put the batteries in wrong. And so the father immediately became upset. You weren't watching what you were doing. You can't put a simple battery in the car. And I felt uncomfortable. I'm thinking to myself, geez, what is the big deal? You know, you just take the batteries out and put them in the right way. I felt bad for the older son because other people were listening to him be corrected by his father, him being scolded by his father. I thought, ouch, that hurts. So later on that evening, you know, I found myself sitting next to this father in casual conversation, and people had started to leave. And I asked him, I said, I just want to ask you something about earlier today, because it was just tugging at my little heart, and I just had to. But I approached the situation with love, and my only intent was to just bring understanding and maybe offer a perspective and understand what his perspective was on that, so that I may learn as well. I said to him, your son looked embarrassed earlier. And it seemed like it really made you upset when he did not get those batteries right. He said, well, yeah, I just want him to pay attention. I got so upset because, you know, you have to watch what you're doing. And if you don't pay attention in life, you can really hurt yourself or hurt somebody else. And I have been on him about paying attention to what you're doing. And I said, ah, okay. I understand that. It is important to pay attention to the details. And I said to him, you know, but he looked embarrassed. Sometimes when you correct people in front of other people, that can really embarrass them. And he goes, no, see, that's how you become a man. Sometimes if you embarrass people in front of others, that'll make you learn. The only thing I was trying to do is teach him. And because of that feeling of embarrassment, that will probably make him get it right and pay attention to what he's doing next time so he won't be embarrassed. And I said, ah, okay, I understood his perspective. And I said to him, may I offer you my perspective? I said, you know, sometimes when people are, and especially children who are developing socially and emotionally, when they are scolded and embarrassed in front of others, it makes them sit in this place of shame. And what lies under that shame is fear. I'm afraid that I may disappoint you. And if I disappoint you, I may not be good enough to be in your presence, to be praised by you, to be friends with you. So since I am afraid of sitting in that shame and that fear, I'm not going to try. I am afraid to try hard enough because my best may not be good enough for you. And I said, let me ask you this. What did he do right in that situation? And he said, nothing. He didn't do anything right. I said, well, where did he get the batteries from to put in the remote controlled car? And the father said, well, I had batteries in my trunk. And he went to the trunk to go get them. And I said, wasn't that an appropriate step? So he got that step right. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was the father's response. I said, but that for him and somebody his age, it's always important to let somebody know what they did well before we just bash them, especially in front of others, and tell them everything they did wrong. And that's the art of feedback, because anything less than that is criticism. And when people live with criticism, especially children, when they grow up in criticism, they grow up sometimes living with a sense of shame and this fear that keeps them from reaching their full potential because they become afraid that they will fail. And I just want to offer that to you as something to consider. So we talked a little bit more, and he thanked me for my perspective, and he saw my viewpoint, and I saw his as well. The other thing that keeps us from not feeling good enough sometimes is when we start comparing ourselves to other people. And when we start comparing ourselves to other people, we can really get in trouble because it can lead to some dangerous thinking. When you compare yourself to other people, it won't ever come out right, because it's only set up. That thinking is only set up to make you feel like you're not good enough. So that's why it will not come out right, because you're coming to the stage with a different skill set, a different personality, and everything. What's for you is for you. Your lane is your lane. Somebody may have been born with a gift of playing 5 different instruments. I was not born with that gift, so I cannot compare myself to that person. It's not going to come out right. I was born with the gift of enthusiasm, and I get to use that enthusiasm every day. I enjoy being enthusiastic. That's who I am. Everybody does not have that gift, or they do not know how to tap into that part of them. So I get to stay in that lane and use my gift of enthusiasm to help others. It's good to look in the mirror and say, I like who I am, and not look in the mirror and say, I wish I was this person. I wish I was this size. I wish I was this height. Because that thinking automatically puts you in the place of not appreciating who you are right now in this moment. And for me personally, I just cannot do that to myself. I just cannot stand in this space where I don't fully appreciate me. I appreciate the fact that I have eyesight. I appreciate the fact that I can hear with both of my ears. I can appreciate the fact that I can walk. Now, my thighs may be a little chunky, but everything works here. I appreciate the fact that I can walk around the track, because I do understand that there are people where that privilege has been taken away. So for me to look in the mirror and not appreciate all of me, I feel like that's me not honoring me. And I have to honor me. Feeling amazing conquers the feeling of not feeling good enough. And if you want to live in that space where you feel amazing instead of not feeling good enough, you have to surround yourself with positive people. You have to hear that positive language. And sometimes it may come through the form of listening to a podcast like mine. It may come through listening to a sermon. It may come through listening through a motivational TED talk. It may come through listening, it may come through reading a book, but you have to surround yourself with positivity, and hopefully you will surround yourself with positive people, because it makes a difference. The other thing is, if you want to conquer the feeling of feeling amazing and not feeling good enough, participate in the practice of not comparing yourself to other people. Sometimes society wants to tell us, well, you need to, you know, have this amount of money by the time you're this age. You need to have a certain car. You need to live in a certain house. You need to have X amount of children. You need to be married by the time that you're such and such. No, you get to do it your way. You get to do it your way. I certainly believe in doing it my way, because doing it my way makes me happier. The next thing is, you have to know your worth. Knowing your worth is so important, because anybody just cannot have you as a friend. Anybody just cannot have you as a spouse. Anybody just cannot have you as an employee, because you are good enough. Don't allow the feeling of not being good enough prevent you from going back to school, thinking to yourself, well, I'm not smart enough. Everybody else is smarter than me. Don't let the feeling of not being good enough prevent you from applying for a job with a higher salary, because you're thinking, well, they have more credentials than I do. They are more experienced. No, keep pushing, because you can do it. We were all meant to sit in greatness. We all deserve that right to do so. Don't allow the feeling of not being good enough stop you from dating, because you don't feel pretty enough. You don't feel young enough. You feel like you're too old now. No, that's not true. You are amazing. And all of that is connected to knowing your worth, feeling confident, knowing I can and I will. And it works. I promise you, it works, it works, it works. I can say this because I know it from personal experience. I know that feeling amazing is much better than not feeling good enough. And the only thing not feeling good enough comes from is a mindset. It's a message in your mind. That's all it is. It's a message in your head. When you change your mind, you change the way you think, you can change the way you feel, you can change your behavior. The only thing you have to do is change the process in your head. That's where the changes come from. And you can do it. You can. You can. You can do it. I want to say thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you feel just a little bit better than you did than at the start of this podcast, I want to know that you've just been loved. And that's what it means to be inside of a Kim Wilson experience. Keep moving, keep pushing, onward and upward. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.